We welcome you to the Lutheran Prayer Hour. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O
for. hymn, From God the Father, Virgin Born. Reading from Luke, the 8th chapter. And when a great crowd was gathering, and people from town after town came to Jesus, he said in a parable, A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. And some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it. And some fell onto good soil, and grew and yielded a hundredfold. As he said these things, he called out, He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And when his disciples asked him what the parable meant, he said, To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but for others they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. The ones along the path are those who have heard, but then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so that they may not believe and be saved. And the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word of God, receive it with joy. But these have no root. They believe for a while, and in a time of testing fall away. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with patience. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
The hymn of the day, may God bestow on us his grace.
Oh,
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lead us not into temptation. We pray in this petition that God would guard and keep us, so that the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh may not deceive us or mislead us into false belief, despair, and other great shame and vice. The Catechism likes to repeat this unholy trinity of the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh. Today's parable of the sower could easily be the origin of that satanic trio. These, along the path, have God's word snatched from their hearts by Satan, so that they may not believe and be saved, while those on the rock are persecuted by the world. Shallow and unable to hold on to anything solid, they dry up and they blow away. Those among the weeds are choked by the riches and concerns of life as they follow their heart away from God. False belief leads to despair, and the despairing self-medicate with all kinds of shame and vice. And that's why the seed, God's word, is the target. We are daily attacked by these. That's why we pray against the devil and against the world and, yeah, even against ourselves. God's word is trampled on the path. It's so familiar to us that we despise it, we treat it like dirt, assuming it will always be there if we feel that we should ever need it. The devil just might snatch that word of God away from us soon, and we would deserve it. He doesn't even need to close a congregation to do it. Consider how shallow our faith is. How thin is our knowledge of the Bible. How empty and careless is our theologizing. And our Missouri Synod pride doesn't help much here. So what if we still do retain a bit of rigor in our catechism class? The question is, do you make use of your catechism today? Could you use it to proclaim the gospel to a neighbor if they would ask you? And our sinful flesh is all choked and gorged and gagging on an abundance of pleasure and entertainment and the cares of this world. There's simply too much going on to expect that a Christian might hear the word and receive the sacrament every Sunday. I mean, that hour is a full 0.5% of the week. Repent. The law preaches itself this week. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Take this parable, this bitter seed, home with you and consider your place in life, especially your place as a hearer of God's word, according to the Ten Commandments, especially the third. Let the living and active word of God pierce to the division of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and discern the intentions of your heart. And if you are troubled by this, if you are stricken with godly grief that produces repentance, then thank God and grab your sower by the ear to hear your confession and pronounce forgiveness in order to fulfill God's will. Receive a word of life to hold fast in a good, clean, forgiven heart that is at last free to bear some fruit. This parable falls on many deaf ears, but to you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. His troubled disciples wouldn't let Jesus go without explaining this parable. And likewise, each of us is sitting here fearfully asking, which of these soils am I? Well, any convicted by the Holy Spirit are silently responding, I'm all of them. I'm the worst of them. And that, dear saints, is good. Because the seed is the word of God, and that seed is good. It is broadcast so that it may fall on good soil. Soil that has felt the blade of the plow, that is broken and turned under. It yields a harvest. In fact, it is the only condition that can be fruitful. Ripped up, scarred, broken dirt. dead soil. The life and power aren't in the dirt, but they're in the seed. The seed is embryonic life. Soil is dead. Dead, decayed dirt. But death is always where this seed springs to life and grows and yields fruit. Jesus said, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. And he was referring to his own death on the cross, where he laid down his life for the life of the world, for you. The only soil in which the seed of the gospel, that is Jesus, is productive, is dead soil. Plowed under soil, soil that can no longer say, I live, but only that Christ lives in me. Can a seed worry itself into the ground? Can a germinating plant clear away rocks or fight off crows or weeds? Can soil plow itself? No. Rocks don't clear themselves. Weeds don't leap out of the garden willingly. And sinners like us, children of Adam, steeped in Adam's sinful condition, we can't make ourselves receptive to the saving word of Christ. We won't let Jesus in no matter how many times he knocks. We do not naturally or willingly repent. We must be driven to it. The rototiller of God's law must plow us 6 feet under, break and crush us, if the word of Jesus is going to be fruitful in us. This is why the apostle says, we rejoice in our sufferings. This is why you ought to rejoice and be delighted when someone confronts you with your sin. When you feel the pangs of guilt and shame. When you get caught red-handed. When you get the taste of your own death in the form of sickness or weakness. When you die to this world losing goods, fame, child, or wife. When the mirror of the law holds up the ugly truth of what you are in yourself, apart from Jesus. The good news is that God does not leave plowed fields fallow. The seed is thrown everywhere. Now, to human eyes, that's a scandalous waste. But the sower doesn't care, because he knows that his seed is good, so he broadcasts it, and thus it finds its way to the dead soil that didn't even know that it was in need of a seed. And it plants life and salvation in you. There is a confidence in that sixth petition of the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation. God tempts no one. But whenever we pray this petition, we aren't surprised that we are attacked by these things, flesh that chases after life's cares and pleasures, and a world that assaults and persecutes, and a devil who accuses and steals the word from under our noses after we've trampled it with our bored feet. Jesus is that seed. He knows the rejection best of all, doesn't he? So he took the time to tell and explain the parable of the sower to us, because we, the church, are pretty skittish. We call a friend or a relative to repentance once and it blows up in our face and we give up. We hand out a few hams and nothing comes of it. Well, imagine how much faster the door might slam in our faces if we actually brought the message of the gospel to them. Few seem to have ears to hear what Jesus is sowing. Most of it bounces off hardened hearts. Some get shallow, superficial hearing. Some gets choked by our busyness or work or sleep or boredom. Hearts grow cold. People fall away. We get discouraged. We stop trusting the word and we start looking to do it our own way. Some way to make the word more palatable and entertaining, or find more successful hams to sell it. Instead, perhaps we ought to pray that God stir up trouble, that he afflict them and us with a godly grief that leads to repentance. Pray that he would run the plow of the law straight through their hearts and ours. Because the promise in all of this is that the word of the gospel, the word who is Jesus, never returns empty, but always accomplishes his purpose. Be faithful, says the Lord, and I will see to the growing and the surviving and the harvesting. You repent and believe the gospel. I give you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God and ears to hear them too. And so he plants his word in your ears, which he makes to hear, creating faith and also yielding a daily harvest of repentance and hope and love. You are dead in yourself, but you are alive to God in Christ. You no longer live, but Christ lives in you. Dead soil, living seed. We rest and suffer him to sow his living and active seed in us. That is how we finally overcome that unholy trinity of devil, world, and flesh, and finally win the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord, in whom we can expect a harvest come Resurrection Day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. As he spoke by the mouth of his Holy Spirit,
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O God, the strength of all who put their trust in you, mercifully grant that by your power we may be defended against all adversity. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lutheran Prayer Hour is brought to you each Sunday morning by the Lutheran churches of the Wahpeton-Breckenridge area. This morning's broadcast was conducted by the Reverend Sean Denzer, pastor of Peace Lutheran Church in Barney, North Dakota. If you have no church of your own, we extend a cordial invitation to worship with us at Peace. Divine services held every Sunday at 10:30 a.m., with Sunday school before at 9:30 and Bible study after the service. If you have any questions regarding the Bible or the Lutheran Church or any comment regarding this morning's broadcast, kindly address them to KBMW 605 Dakota Avenue, Wahpeton, North Dakota, 58075. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.